Now he goes on to say in verse 7, unto you therefore who believe, he is precious. And that could be changed a little. A better translation would be, for you therefore which believe is the preciousness. It's the preciousness of Christ. This great big rugged fisherman, Simon Peter, is the one that uses this woman's word, precious. My, it's a word that belongs in their vocabulary, but Simon Peter, when he speaks of Christ or of his blood or any part about him, it's precious. Unto you therefore who believe, he's precious. But unto them who are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, to disallow here means reject, that stone has become the same, has become the headstone of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them who stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Now, this is a very important passage of Scripture. It makes it very clear that Christ is either a stepping stone for you or he's a stumbling stone. He is presented in the Word of God, and he becomes a stumbling stone to many. What I'm trying to say is this. The tragedy of the hour is to celebrate the birth of a little baby and to reject the purpose of that little baby's coming into the world to die on a cross in order that you might be saved. Now, there's a tradition on which this passage of Scripture and the passage actually that you will find back in the Psalms relative to him. In Psalm 118, verse 22, it says, the stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. There's a tradition that when the temple was building in Jerusalem, you remember Hiram, king of Tyre, his men, they were hewing out the stones and then sending them down to Jerusalem. And a very large, fine-looking stone came up, but they couldn't fit it in anywhere, so they just put it aside. And then the other stones came up, and they fitted them into place. And remember, it was without a sound of a hammer. And these stones all were fitted into place. And then when they got it all built, why, they sent word down. They said, send up the cornerstone. They had a place for it there, but no stone. And in the meantime, that stone, they couldn't find a place for it. They just pushed it off the brow of the hill and forgot about it. And then they said, why, we sent that stone up to you a long time ago. And then they thought, well, that's the stone we pushed off the side. So they had to go down and, with a great deal of effort, get the stone back up to the top of the hill, and they fitted right into place. And it's on that tradition, apparently, that this Scripture is built, that the stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. And certainly it's a picture of Christ coming into the world. Not only was he rejected by his own people, he came unto his own received him not, but you and I live today in a Christ-rejecting world. Now, I don't know about your town, but I know in my town we celebrate Christmas, but we've rejected Jesus Christ, and to me that's just about as hypocritical as anything possibly can be, is to reject the one, and yet you're supposed to be celebrating his birthday. Now, he's either to you today, he's a stepping stone, or he's a stumbling stone.